Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people and companies would agree that a vibrant arts scene is crucial to a community's quality of life, which can then lead, of course, to a vibrant economy. Our next guest stays busy in a myriad of activities to help accomplish that goal in our capital city. Terrence Henderson is an actor, dancer, choreographer, educator, director, producer, artist, singer, and award winner who is currently working as a self-employed consultant and as part-time director of the Modern Dance Program at the Southeastern School of Ballet in Columbia. Terrence, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you are doing.
Well, I am a professional artist and equity advisor. My work is based mostly in dance and theater, but I'm also a writer and a director and choreographer. My work is really based around authentic storytelling, and so a lot of my work has been based around galvanizing community, and it led me into the equity work and advising work that I do, which is also around vision building and community building and those type things.
And so when you say equity advising, and that's in building ownership in these programs, I guess?
Yeah, it's about really about creating sort of centering equity itself in the work that we do, particularly in arts organizations and community-based organizations. It's about illuminating sort of new paths forward for individuals and for organizations and learning how to what I call shine. Sort of finding your unique authenticity, which is what I've done as a teaching artist, you know, teaching individuals how to shine and how to find their particular magic as a performer, as a young artist. And so I've sort of transitioned that same concept into helping organizations find their inner magic collectively.
What are the challenges facing those who are trying to make a career in the arts?
So some of the challenges are just in continuing to keep letting the art itself evolve and to keep making our community aware of all of the sort of amazing work that artists do. Trying to find support for that work is sometimes a challenge. There are logistical challenges when you're an emerging artist. How do you get your work out to the community? How do people find your work? You know, space for presentations of work and for creating work is sometimes difficult and expensive. And finding ways to, you know, really make a living wage as an artist. It often takes a real creative perspective to find ways to sort of piece together different parts of what you do as an artist to make a living.
Now tell us a little bit about what you do with the Modern Dance Program at the Southeastern School of Ballet, and what is that school exactly?
Yeah, so Southeastern School of Ballet, which is a dance training program located here in Columbia. We also are affiliated with the Southeastern Professional School of the Arts, which is our nonprofit organization that is really built around creating more access to high-level art, particularly for those who aren't typically able to have access to that kind of art exposure and training. Marginalized communities and like underserved communities is something that we focus on a lot. But as a program director, my job is to oversee the entirety of our program in the modern dance and contemporary dance realm, which is myself and my faculty and guest artists through our training program, which is weekly classes, but also opportunities for the students to engage with professionals, with other artists in the community. We do a lot of work in understanding the art medium as a business and what it means to go into this art form as a career. There are lots of things that go beyond just how well you dance that will determine your success as an artist professionally. So we try to really meet students where they are and give them the full sort of exposure to all the things that go into being an artist, sort of socially, personally, and professionally.
And now if you can you grade the cultural arts environment here in our state? Where are we right now? Are we where we want to be?
One thing we're never lacking for in South Carolina is talent. But what has to come with that talent is more opportunities for artists so that we can continue to try and keep artists here in our community. We've sent a lot of wonderful professionals outside of South Carolina who've made it big other places, which is also great. But we also, I think, can do a better job at finding ways to give artists the ability to make a living here in South Carolina and to share their art here in our own communities.
Well, Terrence, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Terrence Henderson is an artist and self-employed consultant and part-time director of the Modern Dance Program at the Southeastern School of Ballet in Columbia. And we will have a link to his website posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.